Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Patrick Come Lately Talk Radio. This is Stefan, your host, British by birth, American by choice. The Founding Fathers crafted some remarkable documents that led to the creation of a great country founded on liberty and self-reliance. I have lived in the Euro-socialist nightmare, and I'm doing what I can to return this country to the vision that the Founding Fathers gave us. We need to strive to rebuild our shining city on the hill, for without us, the world has nowhere to turn for freedom. For the next hour, I will be presenting news, views, and guests that help keep the true spirit of America alive.
And good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever or whenever you're listening to the show, whether it's live and you're watching in the chat room or just live and listening, whether you're listening to one of the recordings, one of the rebroadcasts, whether you're here in the US or elsewhere in the world, welcome to another episode of the Patriot Come Lately show. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to talk about tonight, so I'm going to get right to it. But I will issue a warning up front, and that is for people of a nervous disposition or suffering from things like hypertension, high blood pressure, you may want to skip the show, because at the end of the show, and maybe even well before the end, your blood pressure will be boiling, blood will be spurting out of your eyes, because things are getting just worse and worse and worse in Washington right now. But before we get to that, I'd like to talk about some sad things that happened today, but also talk about how it's bringing out the best in people. And of course, I'm talking about that terrible disaster in Oklahoma, the tornado, two tornadoes in that state on subsequent days, just absolutely terrible, really, really very sad. And our prayers and thoughts go out to everybody affected, whether it's loss of loved ones, but so many people have lost property. And I would encourage my listeners to do what they can, whether it's, there are so many organizations, the Red Cross, Salvation Army, Mercury One, that can help, or just anything that you can do to help. I know the people in Oklahoma will appreciate it. Mentioning Mercury One, that's one of, I said there's could be some good news coming out of all this bad news, and that's one of the good things. Mercury One, as you know, is the charitable organization that Glenn Beck started, and whether you agree with Glenn Beck, whether you think he's too extreme or not, you have to admit he also has a lot of good ideas, and he does a lot of good things through different organizations. In a very short space of time, I mean, literally, we're talking about when did the tornado happen? I mean, that was it was just yesterday, right? Yeah. And now, all of a sudden, he's already got over $800,000 in donations collected together for the people of Moore. He has already been able to drive across with two trailerfuls of supplies for the people from his offices in Dallas. So, in many cases, even before FEMA got there, he's got supplies on the ground. He's been able to bring stuff in. He's doing a lot of good, so that's nice news. And the other one was on Hannity this evening, the video, and I'm sure you'll be able to find it on YouTube, of the lady who was being interviewed and very sadly talked about holding on to her dog. But when the tornado struck, she was thrown around in the house. All the house collapsed around her. She was in the debris, and she was calling for her dog, and she didn't hear anything. She was obviously very, very upset about that. She had got out herself alive, and she was glad of that. But she was very sad that her dog had not answered her. And then all of a sudden you hear the reporter saying, but look, look, there, the dog's there. And you'd see the cameraman pans down and the dog is actually there and still alive and crawls out of the rubble. That was, you know, it's nice to see little things like that where there are a little bit of good news coming out of all this bad news. However, I promised you some other things, and we're going to look at what some people have called Scandalpalooza. In actual fact, I believe I heard a rumor that Organizing for America is actually going to be changing their name. Oh, you hadn't heard? They're changing their name to Scandals Are Us. But joking aside, folks, another word of warning here. King Barry, I think in some ways, while these all these scandals are not very good for him, I think he believes that he can ride them out. And they are very useful because King Barry, ever the magician, is using this misdirection, this focus on all these scandals. And slowly but surely, for example, the immigration bill, the Gang of Eight immigration bill, is slowly but surely being pushed through the Senate. It's come out of committee. It's been approved in committee, obviously mainly Democrats, but I think there were two or three Republicans went along with the traitorous bill. And I call it traitorous because it appears that many of the provisions that we're being told by commercials that are being run with Paul Ryan and Marco Rubio telling us this is what they're going to do, and the border's got to be sealed, and they're going to have to pay a fine, they're going to have to learn to speak English, they have to pay back taxes, this, that, and the other. A lot of these provisions are being taken out. Marco Rubio promises us that these people that are going to be given this amnesty won't be eligible for welfare, and yet that's one of the things that's already been stripped out of the bill, and they will be eligible for welfare. So, folks, keep faxing, keep emailing, keep phoning your legislators in D.C. We have to stop this bill. It is not what it's made out to be. It is nothing but a pure amnesty and a pure ploy by the Democrats to get more voters. And it's not going to be the 11 or 12 that they're talking about. I've heard numbers as high as 30, 32 million people that are going to fall under this bill. With so many people out of work, can we afford this? Can we afford the trillions of dollars that this is going to cost? No, we cannot. Anyway, so remember that. We're being misdirected from what's going on, and we're going to be in trouble if we're not careful. Now, I promised you this evening, last week I wasn't able to read a speech of Churchill, and so I called this show Churchill the Prophet, with a question mark at the end. Was he a prophet? Because with all these things coming out of the woodwork right now, and there's more and more and more, I want to read this description that he used in the campaign where he was fighting against the British Labour Party, which is obviously a socialist party, and they didn't introduce a lot of socialism during the war. It was one of the kind of the conditions for the Labour Party and the trade unions to cooperate with the government at the time, was that they were given certain things like the national health care. Is one of the things that came out of the war in return for not striking during the war, and for the Labour just basically keeping quiet and not demanding all sorts of things during the war. They got national health care in the UK. But anyway, so at the end of the war, there was a very hard-fought campaign, and Churchill's Tory party, or Conservative party, lost in a landslide. So after everything he'd done in the war, he was basically pushed aside by the British people. But this is one of the speeches he made during that campaign. While not all of it fits exactly, a lot of it you will hear it'll remind you of today. What I'm going to do, I'm going to read the whole speech, and then I want to come back and highlight a couple of things when and just kind of analyze and talk about them. Now, I'm not going to do my Winston Churchill impression because I can't, so I'm just going to read it in my normal voice. My friends, I must tell you that a socialist policy is abhorrent to the British ideas of freedom, although it is now put forward in the main by people who have a good grounding in the liberalism and radicalism of the early part of this century. There can be no doubt that socialism is inseparably interwoven with totalitarianism and the abject worship of the state. It is not alone that property, in all its forms, is struck at, but that liberty, in all its forms, is challenged by the fundamental conceptions of socialism. Look how, even today, they hunger for controls of every kind, as if these were delectable foods instead of wartime inflictions and monstrosities. There is to be one state to which all are to be obedient in every act of their lives. The state is to be the arch employer, the arch planner, and arch administrator and ruler, and the arch caucus boss. A socialist state, once thoroughly completed in all its details and aspects, and that is what I am speaking of, could not afford to suffer opposition. Socialism is, in its essence, an attack not only upon British enterprise, but upon the right of the ordinary man or woman to breathe freely without having a harsh, clumsy, tyrannical hand clapped across their mouths and nostrils. Have we not heard Mr. Herbert Morrison descant upon his plans to curtail parliamentary procedure and pass laws simply by resolution of broad principle in the House of Commons, afterward to be left by Parliament to the executive and to the bureaucrats to elaborate and enforce by departmental regulations? But I will go farther. I declare to you from the bottom of my heart that no socialist system can be established without a political police. Many of those who are advocating socialism or voting socialist today will be horrified at this idea. This is because they are short-sighted. That is because they do not see where their theories are leading them. No socialist government conducting the entire life and industry of the country could afford to allow free, sharp, and violently worded expressions of public discontent. They would have to fall back on some form of Gestapo, no doubt very humanely directed in the first instance, and this would nip opinion in the bud. It would stop criticism as it reared its head, and it would gather all the power to the Supreme Party and the party leaders, rising like stately pinnacles over their vast bureaucracies of civil servants, no longer servants and no longer civil. And where would the ordinary simple folk be, the common people, as they like to call them in America? Where would they be once this mighty organism had got them in their grip? Excuse me for that. So much there that you see, and that's why I said, was Churchill a prophet? Because he's describing exactly what we're seeing today. So let's think about in the middle there. He says there is to be one state to which all are to be obedient in every act of their lives. The state is to be the arch employer, the arch planner, arch administrator, ruler, and the arch caucus boss. Isn't that what Obama's trying to put in for us right now? But how about when he talks about Herbert Morrison, who was the opposition leader, the leader of the party, the Labour Party at the time, talking about his plans to curtail parliamentary procedure, so basically change the way that the government was working at the time, and pass laws simply by resolution of broad principle in the House of Commons, so only in one house instead of two, and afterward to be left by Parliament to the executive and to the bureaucrats to elaborate and enforce by departmental regulations. Does that sound like the immigration bill, especially Obamacare, where everything is being left to the bureaucrats to elaborate and enforce by departmental regulations? And then how about what he said, that no socialist system can be established without a political police. No socialist government conducting the entire life and industry of the country could afford to allow free, sharp, and violently worded expressions of public discontent. They would have to fall back on some form of Gestapo, no doubt very humanely directed in the first instance. Folks, don't we see it? This is what's going on right now. This is exactly what's happening here in America today. And we need to wake up. We need to wake up America and tell them, folks, you need to stop this. We need to get our legislators and stop it. And when 2014 comes along, we need to make sure that we vote even the rhinos back into power, but get the regressives, get the Democrats out of power, because they are just pushing us down this road. And if we want proof of that, let's have a look at the Tea Party protest that took place today all around the country at IRS offices. And I hope that many of you are able to attend those. Unfortunately, my nearest one, I'm speaking to you from beautiful downtown Bath, Maine, and it's I was at least about an hour and a half away from the nearest IRS office, unfortunately. I did look it up to see whether or not I could make it. However, reports are coming from around the nation that the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, was there with armed police in force at these IRS offices because of these wild and violent Tea Party people that were going to burn the offices down, right? How many of the DHS police did we see at the Occupy protests? How many? There were lots there, weren't there? Yeah, well, about zero lots. And yet at the Tea Party meetings, where we know that no violence has ever occurred, we have armed police to guard the offices there. This is what's going on in America today, folks. Folks, wake up. This is what's going on. Do you wonder why DHS has put out so many bids for all the bullets, buying up all the ammunition? And I know this is tinfoil hat stuff. It sounds like conspiracy theories. This is absolutely unbelievable. And luckily, there are people who agree with us in D.C., but not enough. But one of them is Representative Mike Kelly. Let me just play a little sound clip from Mike, from his interrogation, I'd like to call it that, no, his questioning of the IRS chief, the outgoing IRS chief, Miller, the one that was fired with the effective same date as his resignation. In other words, the firing was just nothing but a sham. And hopefully the sound is going to start shortly.
If you think it's uncomfortable sitting over there, you ought to be a private individual when the IRS is across from you questioning. So I got to tell you, it's uncomfortable for everybody. But my question more specifically is, so how did Cincinnati get to where they are? How did they develop that strategy? And how did they know to go after these certain groups? How did they target those folks? That just a couple rookies just showed up, didn't really know what they were doing?
So again, I would point to the TIGDA report on what happened.
No, I understand that. I understand that. But I'm hearing these are a couple. It's always these are low level people that push the wrong button. Now, when Cincinnati can't figure out, who do they confer with? Who's their counsel? When they're looking at these entities, tax entities, come back here to D.C.
There's two possible.
Yes or no? Does it come back to D.C.?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So D.C. and Cincinnati, we're pretty well connected and understanding what's going on. So this doesn't come as a great shock to anybody. In fact, I would say it doesn't come as a shock. You know what it does for the American people? It really establishes what they feared so often. I have a grandson who's afraid to get out of bed at night because he thinks there's somebody out of the bed that's going to grab him. And I think most Americans feel that way about the IRS. I mean, you get a letter from you folks or a phone call, it's with terror that you look at it. And now this kind of reconfirms that, you know what? They can do almost anything they want to anybody they want, anytime they want. This is very chilling for the American people. Now, I know that where you're at, you're resigning, you're walking away from it. But this is not going to go away. This is a Pandora's box that has been opened, and I don't think we can get the lid back on it. And I don't believe that the White House just found out about this in a news report. The president happened to grab a TV shot or just read Mr. George's report and said, you know what, anybody heard about this before? I'm just getting a first look at this. Shouldn't somebody be responsible? And I'm thinking maybe the executive office, maybe Treasury falls in there. I'm not sure that we understand how that organizational chart works. But I am really concerned. Now, I got to tell you, where you're sitting, you should be outraged. But you're not. The American people should be outraged, and they are. And this committee, this has nothing to do with political parties. This has to do with highly targeted groups. This reconfirms everything that the American public believes. This is a huge blow to the faith and trust the American people have in their government. Is there any limit to the scope of where you folks can go? Is there anything at all? Is there any way that we could ask you, is there any question that you shouldn't have asked? My goodness, how much money do you have in your wallet? Who do you get emails from? Whose sign do you put up in your front yard? This is a tax question. And you don't think that's intimidating? It's sure as hell intimidating. And I don't know that I got any answers from you today. And I don't know that what Mr. George has done is great work. But you know what? There's a heck of a lot more that has to come out in this. And anybody to sit here today and listen to what you have to say, I am more concerned today than I was before. And the fact that you all can do just about anything you want to anybody, you know, you can put anybody out of business that you want anytime you want. And I got to tell you, you talked about you're a horribly run organization. If you're on the other side of the fence, you're not given that excuse. And when the IRS comes in, you're not allowed to be shoddy. You're not allowed to be run horribly. You're not allowed to make mistakes. You're not allowed to do one damn thing that doesn't come in compliance. If you do, you're held responsible right then. I just think the American people have seen what's going on right now in their government. This is absolutely an overreach, and this is an outrage for all America. I yield back.
All right. Mr. Griffin is recognized for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. All
right. The committee will come to order. We'll have order in the committee. Mr. Griffin is recognized for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You hear the wild applause at the end. That, of course, in Washington is very unusual because all these in the Senate and the Congress and the House, you're supposed to be very quiet. Those are the visitors that were applauding mainly. So very impassioned speech by Mike Kelly there. And I think he said all the right things. Anyway. Time for a break, folks. I'll be right back after these messages.
It's the Conservative Underground from beautiful Broadcast Park in the posh Studio A. I'm Doc White with this week's Conservative Minute.
One of the questions I hope to ask the good Lord when I'm called to glory is, why do bad things have to happen to good people? I don't have the answers to a lot of questions, but I do have faith. While we mourn the losses in Oklahoma, let's not allow ourselves to get angry and bitter. Let's not allow ourselves to become fearful, hopeless, and dependent. Let's fall back on our faith, which gives us strength in troubled times. For there is one thing we do know. God will not give us more than we can handle. Things in Oklahoma will be okay. Not today, not tomorrow, and maybe not a year from now, but they will someday be okay again. May the peace and mercy of our Lord and Savior comfort our brothers and sisters suffering at this moment in Oklahoma.
I'm Doc White, host of the Conservative Underground. Download the show at Podomatic.com. Rebroadcast weekly on Red State Talk Radio and the 405 Radio. Saving the Republic one podcast at a time.
Are you paying too much for your car insurance policy? Have you shopped your current plan in the last year? If you haven't, then you probably are paying too much. You could save up to 40% on your current car insurance coverage just by making a free call right now. Doesn't it make good sense to pay less for something you have to pay for anyway? And car insurance is one of those things. You got to have car insurance, whether you have one car or 10 cars. So why not see if you can pay a lot less for it right now? One quick 3-minute call, and you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. We'll compare the leading car insurance companies and get you coverage that could save you up to 40% on your car insurance. Call now for a free quote. Call 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. That's 800-603-9980.
This is Patriot Come Lately Talk Radio, keeping the spirit of America alive, a proud member of the Red State Talk Radio Network. And we're back from those messages. Thanks for staying with me. And I just want to remind you as we go through the commercials, if you have need of any of those services, please use the 800 number that is given in the different 800 numbers that are given in these commercials. They help support the show. I just wanted to give a shout out to some of the people in the chat room tonight. We've got Ed Big Dog Daddy and Ed Rex Reapy. Mary's there, and we also have a guest, and apologies to the guest. If you may be able to read the chat room, but you are not able to participate. Unfortunately, Blog Talk Radio requires you to register with them if you want to participate in the chat room, but feel free to read along. And folks in the chat room, if you've got comments, questions, feel free to put them in there. Anybody who's not in the chat room is listening along live, please do feel free to call in 917-889-9161 if you have comments or questions. Or if you're listening to one of the rebroadcasts or to the archives, then send me an email, stefan@patriotcomelately.us, and I'd be glad to reply to your email. Love getting feedback from friends and listeners, and also handle your questions and comments in a future show if I can. So let's go on, and as I said, there's so many different things going on and so much coming to light. On the one hand, it's a deluge, and I wonder how King Barry is going to wiggle his way out of this. On the other hand, there's so much coming that I think he's just going to let it, you know, he's like Slick Willy. He's Teflon coated, and it's just going to roll all off him, and then he's going to go on his merry way like he did before. Hopefully not. Hopefully enough people will begin to see what's going on, and this will really have some results. But I'm not going to hold my breath, because we've seen, you know, how much else he's got away with, and will he be able to get away with this? We can do our best. We can make as many people aware, and there's just so much going on. You heard it, Mike Kelly is in Washington itself is getting annoyed. If we can show our annoyance, and there are quite a lot of people all over the country outside those IRS offices, so whether enough, no, I think we should have blocked the streets. We should have had them, should have been there, and we should have had pitchforks and torches. We should have really shown them that we meant business. So probably not enough people, but still quite large groups out there. And Big Dog Daddy says, yeah, this may help in 2014. People have a very selective and short memory. One of the things that I'm concerned about is that this is all happening a little early. I think that's even one of the reasons why, when they knew that the Inspector General was investigating them at the IRS, it's turned out that Lois Lerner actually planted the question to get it out. They wanted to get it out now rather than 6 to 9 months from now, because if it came out 6 to 9 months from now, it's that much closer to 2014. Folks, we've got to keep all of this alive. And why do we have to keep it alive? Well, even more is coming out of the woodwork. How about this? The IRS actually told a pro-life group that was requesting status that they had to promise not to protest Planned Parenthood, otherwise they would not be given their 501c3 or C4 status. Can you imagine that? The IRS is telling a group what they can and cannot say or think. I mean, this is ridiculous. You hear all the things about the IRS asking other groups about their prayers, about what they were saying, what their people, what their donors were doing. I mean, this is... you know, just absolutely frightening. And as Mike Kelly said, an absolute overreach, and more is coming out. Apparently 15 Romney donors were subject to IRS scrutiny. Of course, what does that mean next time the elections come round? What are conservative donors going to do? They're going to say, well, you know, no, this time I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to take the chance that that another Democrat gets back in and starts messing around with us that way. So, yeah, just absolutely frightening. And I've been saying all week on posts here, there and everywhere, it's just like going back to Soviet Russia. It's going back to Nazi Germany. But we've got more of that as well. So we'll talk about that shortly. But again, as Rush likes to say, it's time for an obscene profit break. And he may have obscene profits. Unfortunately, I don't. But some people do react to some of these commercials. Thank you for doing that. And again, just a reminder, if you do need them, please use these 800 numbers. I'll be back after these messages.
Alarming signs. Are you watching for them? Before the Great Depression, there were alarming signs. Before the 2008 Great Recession, there were early indicators. If you missed those, pay attention. Today's economic warnings couldn't be more clear. Federal debt is $16 trillion, and in 8 years, it's projected to hit $22 trillion, enough to bankrupt the country. While our currency is being debased, China, Russia, India, and others are stockpiling gold to prepare. Can your family afford another financial loss of 20, 30, even 40%? Get informed. Protect your assets right now. Call Lear Capital and request a free copy of the special report, Rising Debt and Record Gold Ahead. Call right now. 800-958-5306. 800-958-5306. Call Lear now. 800-958-5306.
Are you at least 62 years old like me? Could you use an extra $50,000, $100,000 or more to live a better life? Then please consider the benefits a reverse mortgage can provide to you. With a reverse mortgage, you can have your mortgage payments stopped altogether and get equity out of your home to live on. And you can use the money to help you live a better life. How nice would that be, not to have a mortgage payment? Qualifying for a reverse mortgage is simple, since there are no income, asset, employment, or credit requirements. However, you must be 62 years or older, own your home outright, or have a very low balance on the mortgage, and be prepared to live in it throughout the rest of the loan. Call now for more information.
800-704-1662. 800-704-1662. 800-704-1662. That's 800-704-1662.
This is Patrick Cumlately Talk Radio, coming to you live via the internet, via rebroadcast on WRSDB, the Red State Talk Radio Network, or from the recordings at archives.patrickcumlately.us.
Hello, folks. I see that I've been on the quiet for a while. My apologies for that. The old mute button there. Thanks for calling, Babs. I saw the phone, and that made me have a look. Unfortunately, the button didn't turn off. So let me go back and talk about what I was... let's see, I don't know where I lost, but let me go back and talk about Judge Napolitano, with the Department of Justice being totally out of control. And we saw with the AP, they started off, but things got worse and worse. Now we found out that James Rosen and some other people at Fox have been involved with some problems that the DOJ basically got an illegal search warrant, basically claiming that James Rosen had done something illegal, which is not illegal by any means, and then did a very, very broad search of email, phone records, Jane Rosen's parents, all sorts of phone numbers at the Fox headquarters, his private emails, just absolutely unbelievable while they're trying to indict this Kim person. Now, Napolitano explained that a government employee has certain restrictions as to what they and cannot say. If they do talk, they are a whistleblower. There are certain sort of rules that are associated with that. And he said, so Kim can get indicted because he may have broken the law, but there are certain things that whistleblowers are allowed to do if they think that the government is doing things that are wrong and they can get out of it. But a reporter that speaks to them not doing anything wrong at all, and yet that's what the FBI basically claimed and used to convince the judge to sign the search warrants. And of course the judge was totally wrong in this case. So again, here's the Department of Justice out of control. So I mean, this is absolutely terrible. I also talked about Sarah Palin, and that was after the break, so let me just get back to this, talking about the scandalous hat trick. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but she brings some very important things forward. She said, how can we trust your Justice Department to conduct an independent investigation when there is a systemic violation of the Hatch Act throughout your administration? Surely you are aware that the Hatch Act prevent certain federal employees from engaging in political activity. Specifically, it's illegal for these federal employees to engage in action in support of or in opposition to a political party, a candidate for partisan political office, or a partisan political group. A partisan political group, that's the Tea Party. So now IRS are federal employees. They're engaging in action in opposition to a partisan political group, violating the Hatch Act. Now, the Justice Department is also violating the Hatch Act. They are also federal employees, right? She talks about the DOJ's massive and unprecedented intrusion on the free press. She was just talking about the AP at the time. Now we have James Rosen. Now we even have Cheryl Atkinson, who's a CBS reporter. At least she is still for the moment. There's a lot of rumors that she's going to be fired because obviously her anti-Obama, anti-government stance is not very well taken in CBS. But I'm sure she'll be offered a very good job at Fox as soon as she does get fired. So, I like what she says, because she says, Mr. President, you've said today you have complete confidence in the Attorney General. Well, America does not. Eric Holder needs to appoint an unbiased special counsel to investigate the illegal political actions all across this administration, and then he needs to resign. And I agree 100% with that. Okay, we're going to take one more break. Hopefully, no quiet after the break. So, folks, do stick with me, and I'll be back right after these messages.
The Freedom Swing Conservative Minute. Hello, freedom lovers. During the Revolutionary War, Washington told his troops, "The time is now near at hand which must probably determine whether Americans are to be free men or slaves, whether they are to have any property they can call their own. The fate of unborn millions will now depend, under God, on the courage and conduct of this army. Let us therefore rely on the goodness of the cause and the aid of the Supreme Being in whose hands victory is, to animate and encourage us to great and noble actions. Our government wants to make us slaves. It is corrupt, it is controlling, and it does not adhere to the Constitution. We have to do more than just throw these bums out." You can listen to the Freedom Swing Show on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/freedomswings. Also, check us out on Twitter under Freedom's Wings. Please like our page, The Freedom's Wings Show, over at Facebook. And check out freedomswingspolitics.com for breaking news, political analysis, wings gear, and much, much more.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-259-1409. 1-800-259-1409. 1-800-259-1409. That's 1-800-259-1409.
This is Patrick Cumlately Talk Radio, keeping the spirit of America alive. A proud member of the Red State Talk Radio Network.
And we're back and just having a good look here. Yes, the mute button is not on anymore, so I am really back. It is, of course, the last few minutes of the show, and there was so much more that I wanted to regale you with, so I'm going to have to carry that over again to next week. Got some interesting stuff in New Jersey where they were silenced a gun advocate when he was talking about an open session they had talking about proposed New Jersey gun bills, plus the same New Jersey senator also I saw in another clip later where they actually refused to do the Pledge of Allegiance. So that shows us which way the wind blows in New Jersey. And just wonder how much longer we'll have a Republican governor there, because it looks like they've really turned very blue. Anyway, and also wanted to talk about, we talked last week about Nigel Farage doing very well in the UK local elections, but he's also been bashing the Euro politicians. We'll talk about that. I've got some other things coming up. Got a little poem about our dear friend Joe, the court jester. Yes, Mr. Bite Me. And also want to talk about Obama's blocklighters. Just another thing, talking about how Obama is building an organization to that is quasi-military, and as we see, as our friend Churchill said, that socialists need this to keep the people in line. So these are all things that I am going to have to hold over for next week, because time is going very quickly. But just want to talk about some of the other things then before we get to the end of the show. With everything going on, as I said, it's getting worse and worse, and we see, for example, that the IRS, Lois Lerner, has been subpoenaed to appear in front of Congress tomorrow, but she's already said that she's going to be invoking the Fifth Amendment. Now, the interesting thing here is, if nothing illegal has happened, how can she invoke the Fifth Amendment and not answer questions? So, in a way, although invoking the Fifth Amendment in front of a jury, the judge will instruct the people to say this is not an admission of guilt. Congress hasn't actually said that there is anything illegal going on. They just want to find out what is going on. So by the fact that she's claiming the Fifth, you can only claim the Fifth if it is in danger of you saying something that references something illegal. So in other words, she's saying she can't answer questions because it might make her subject to some legal action. In other words, she must have done something illegal. So that's very, very interesting. Looking at the chat room, the big question, of course, is will all of this have any effect in 2014 and come back to this. It's difficult to say. People have a short memory. This is happening very early on, and I think there's a good chance that some of it will be forgotten by 2014. On the other hand, there are people that I know, for example, at work, who I know are relatively left-wing, who are singing a very different tune at the moment. So maybe the wind direction is changing a little bit. Who knows? Maybe the pendulum is swinging a little bit. So we have to see, what happens in the next few months. So what can we do about it? Well, what we can do about it is keep these issues alive. Don't let them die out. Keep them alive, and that's what I'll be trying to do. Keep people aware of them, but I can't do it all by myself. I need my listeners to help. So take the message out and tell 10 of your friends and acquaintances, because I'm sure you don't have any liberals that are friends, but I'm sure you have some that are acquaintances. Talk to them about it. And like I said last week, just ask questions. Say, well, do you really think that this is right? And bring up one of these egregious things. Don't try and defend it. Don't try and put a political spin on it. Just say, do you think the government should be doing this? Do you think the government should be doing that? And if they're really so set in their ways and they've got their own spin on it, then let them go. But otherwise, plant the seed and then let them go away, and it'll grow. Okay, we're into the last minute of the show, folks. Just a reminder, if you're interested in auto assurance, 800-603-9980. If you're interested in precious metals, Lear Capital at 800-445-1099. If you own your house and you're old enough, you'd like a reverse mortgage, so you've got a bit more spending cash, 800-704-1662. And if you've got unruly children, do call 800-259-1409, Total Transformation, and see if they can help you. We are getting into the last few seconds of the show. Sorry about that gap in the middle, folks. I'll have to work and plug that up with something before I put it out for the rebroadcast, but we will talk again next week, and like I said, I've got lots of material, and I'm sure over the next week even more material will be generated as more and more of this mess comes out. The worms are really coming out of the woodwork right now. So folks, I see once again the clock has ticked. It is time. And the music is going to start. And I have to say, TTFN, thanks for joining me. Please join me next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the show. I hope that you enjoyed tonight's topics. Whether you listened live, to a recording, or to a rebroadcast, I appreciate the time you share with me. We need to spread the message of liberty far and wide, so please tell your friends and family about the show. Thank you for helping to keep the beacon of hope burning. This is Stefan, your Patrick Come Lately, signing off. God bless America, and remember, L3, long live liberty.